Now, a recent study has just recently come out saying that people spend 90 minutes a day on social media. Now, this is a lot of social media time considering that just under half the world are active social media users. Now, we do need to be a bit more careful when what we retweet, share, or like, as we've seen recently, you know, in the last few years, not everything we see online is exactly true. Now, joining us on the line is Associate Professor Tamer Lever from Curtin University to talk with us a little bit more about fake news and what to look out for when using social media. Tamer, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Tamer, what are some of the characteristics of a fake news article? How can we spot it out?
Look, fake news is one of those difficult terms these days, which is used as a very broad umbrella to cover all sorts of things. And we have to distinguish between things that are actually fake and what, for example, Donald Trump might mean when he says fake news, which is basically anyone that disagrees with me. If we take fake at face value, as in things that are demonstrably untrue, then fake news that tends to get at least retweeted or rebroadcast or shared on Facebook tends to be stuff that is highly emotional. So it's the stuff that tends to get a fairly immediate reaction, and it tends to be things that people feel strongly about, so strongly that often they will reshare and they will retweet before they've necessarily digested the whole thing, and certainly before they've checked the veracity of something. Now, that's not to suggest that people check whether things are true all the time, but it is to suggest that we do have a tendency to reshare things that make us either very excited or very angry. And I think they're the things that we perhaps need to take a breath beforehand. And if things seem too good to be true or too ridiculous and too far-fetched, then at least we should take some time, maybe just a few seconds, to quickly check, are there other people that are sharing a similar sort of story? Is this backed up by anything that we would recognise as credible? And if indeed not, perhaps take a moment before we do share.
Right. There was a report that just this last weekend on WeChat, there was a so-called, as you were saying, you know, how can we use the word fake news, but so-called false report that ISIS had declared war on Australia. But what are social media corporations doing to stop these kinds of extravagant stories from, you know, spreading out and, you know, making the majority of people believe these kinds of things?
Yeah, look, there's lots of different approaches to fake news, and it is one of the sort of big plagues of social media at the moment. I think social media en masse is going through sort of a crisis of credibility where we can see lots of people simply are losing faith that they can believe what they see in their news feeds or on their Twitter feeds. But in this particular case, at least, WhatsApp is trying to limit the extent to which news stories can be reshared rapidly for exactly that reason. I think things that are inflammatory tend to spread very, very quickly. And it's particularly difficult in spaces where they're not completely public or they're not completely private, where there's this sort of semi-public, semi-private sphere where messages can spread very, very quickly, but they're not always visible to everyone else. So it's harder to check whether something's true or not. But it can spread incredibly quickly. And I think having almost built-in mechanisms to slow the transfer down, which is, you know, against the logic to some extent of social media, which is all about sharing, but actually going against some of that instinctual logic of sharing quickly is actually a very important thing for social media companies to build in to stories like this.
Well, why exactly are people posting fake news? Like, what's the point?
It depends a great deal on what we're calling fake. I mean, sometimes it's to get a reaction. Sometimes it's to simply get advertising clicks. So a lot of fake news stories point to something online that we click through to that has ads on it. So there is ad revenue involved, even if it's, you know, it doesn't matter whether you spend 5 seconds or 100 seconds looking at it, you've seen the ad. In other cases, it's just to get a reaction out of people. And sometimes it's legitimately posted because people believe it, but they don't have the resources to check before they post something. So there's lots of different categories of fake, I guess. But something like "Has ISIS declared war?" I guess is something reasonably easy to check. If you can't find a story on the BBC or the New York Times or the ABC, then it probably hasn't happened yet.
Do you think this problem of so-called fake news or misleading articles, do you think it's just going to get worse, or is something going to happen?
No, I think there is a bit of a backlash at the moment. I think people are more conscious and more aware that social media in particular is more likely to be amplifying fake news. And I think as more and more people become aware of that, people will slow down. People will take things with a grain of salt. And I think the real challenge for social media companies is they need to define what they are. Are they about connecting people? Are they about stories about families? Are they about being a news portal? What is their actual purpose? And I think especially for something like Facebook, which has tried to be everything to everyone and the various other tools that they own, I think they are too big to be useful. And I think we will see social media companies paring back to be what they're particularly good at and not try and be everything to everyone.
Right. Well, it will be very interesting to see what Facebook ends up doing about this big problem. Tamar, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you.